Hey everybody, it's Laura and I have some exciting news. It's Nano season. So NaNoWriMo National Novel Writing Month takes place in November and then Camp Nano takes place in April and July. So why am I adding this little plug at the start of this episode? Well, throughout the month, I'll be sharing little episodes, little mini episodes. I'm thinking like maybe 5 to 10 minutes long, and I'm going to be telling you about my work in progress as it's happening. So these episodes will not be every day, but that is the ultimate goal. We're going to be in here a lot, and I just wanted to let you know because these are going to be subscriber-only episodes. So subscribe to the show to gain access to those, and every single Nano moving forward, I'm going to try to do something like this. So stay tuned every November, April, and July. Welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. I am documenting my evolution from hobby writer to career author. It might take a year or two, or my entire life to get there. However long it takes, I'm bringing you along for the ride. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. And today is a special day because I have decided to quit the Amazon Kindle challenge to be specific. So back in the day, a year ago, July, so as you're listening to this, it is July 2023. Back in July 2022, I decided to join the Kindle challenge. So on the Kindle app, you can use the app on your phone or you can use an actual Kindle. You don't have to have an actual Kindle to do the challenge. Anyway, there is this thing called the Kindle challenge and they give you 15 different challenges to try to attempt within a 3-month span or a 3-month window. I started doing this purely for the benefit of trying to read all of the ebooks that I had on my Kindle. And it was really, really fun, but I have decided I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And so I'm going to fill you guys in on this challenge, how it went, how many books I read, and then I'll tell you why I've decided I'm not going to continue with this challenge, even though it's super, super fun and very motivating for me. I need a change. Okay. So back in July of 2022, I started the Epic Summer Challenge. It went from July to September 2022. There were 15 achievements to unlock, and I unlocked all 15. So every challenge, they have the classic bronze reader, silver reader, and gold reader. The bronze reader is reading 15 days in that time period of the 3 months. The silver reader is by reading 40 days within the time period. And then the gold reader is to read 75 days during the challenge. So I was able to accomplish all of those goals, easy peasy lemon squeezy. And I didn't really think it would be difficult because I wanted to read every single day of the entire challenge. Like the whole goal was to read as many books as I possibly could. I then completed the bookish challenge, was to basically just read any book. So that was easy. As long as I finished one book, I got the bookish challenge unlocked. And these are all like little bookmarks. They're super cute, just little bookmark graphics. And I actually share them on my Instagram story. If you want to go onto my Instagram at Laura J Live and review the story for the book challenge, because I have all of them in there and they're just so super cute. So the bookish bookmark is for one book read. The bookworm bookmark is for two books read. And then the bibliophile is for three books read during this challenge. And I had been struggling at this point, and I had basically hadn't read an ebook in quite some time. So that is why I initially started this challenge, was to read some of these books on my TBR, ebook TBR. And so reading 3 books in 3 months was super duper easy. I'll get to my actual numbers later on. I also unlocked Head Start, which is getting a head start, basically starting the challenge. That was boring. And then a perfect week. So if you read 7 days in a row, and I leveled up and I got that 12 times because I'm pretty sure I read every single day in those 3 months. And then the perfect month, you have to read every day for a whole month and you get that bookmark. And I got that 3 months in a row. So just killing it. Then they had around the campfire. So they have like different little challenges for each quarter. And so around the campfire was one of the ones for summer 2022. And it was unlocked by reading one of their summer reading Kindle book picks. So they pick books and they either qualify for the bookmark or they don't. All the books in Kindle qualify as reading just like to get your daily reading in, but certain books qualify for getting certain bookmarks. And it's just a way for them to make sure that you're actually buying books or you have Kindle Unlimited, because to get these, you have to read the book from Kindle that you don't already have. Like it's very rare where I would have a book on my bookshelf that was included in that category, if that makes sense. Then there was the Prime Day bookmark. So this was if I read on July 12th and or 13th of 2022, which was easy because I read every single day. And then there was Top Shelf. So this one was for reading an Amazon original book recommended by their editors. And so I read one of those books. So those are the first 12 challenges. The final three. First one is I'm a fan. So you didn't even have to read anything, but it was achieved. I was like, wait a minute, this is right or not? So I'm a fan. As long as you become a fan of someone on your Amazon Kindle app or on your Kindle, you say follow that author and you become a fan. And so you didn't even have to read anything to get that one. And then there was Quick Bites. So this was for reading something from Kindle Vella. And so Kindle Vella is still only about 2 years old, but it was very new at this point a year ago, and so they wanted you to read an episode of Kindle Vella. I did end up reading a few, but that reading style just I didn't really get into it because I was trying to read all of my books on my ebook shelf, and so I didn't really get into reading on Kindle Vella, even though I really want to. So that was the Quick Bites. And then Epic Ending is for reading at least 3 days between September 17th and 23rd, 2022. And like I said, I read every single day of those 3 months. So those were the 15 challenges that I unlocked. I unlocked all of them because I read every single day for those 3 months. I had Kindle Unlimited for, I want to say, the first 2 months of this challenge. And so I was able to read the books that were specific to the Kindle recommended books because they were under Kindle Unlimited. So I was able to read those pretty easily. I didn't have to buy anything. So that was the Epic Summer Challenge, July through September 2022. And then I went straight into the year-end Kindle Challenge, which was October through December. And I unlocked all or 14 of those 15. So the bronze, silver, and gold readers, I got all of those, like I already talked about. Bookish, Bookworm, and Bibliophile, I got all of those. And Head Start, Perfect Week, and Perfect Month, I got all of those. The Perfect Week, I got that 9 weeks out of the 12 or 13 that were included. And then the Perfect Month, I only got 2 months out of the three. And that's because I didn't think I was going to pursue this challenge until it was like a week in. And so I had already lost out on October. But still, I got the bookmarks. Super cute. So the next five were, or I guess there was six, but I didn't get one of them and I can't see what it is now. Oh, dang it. Okay, so Chills and Thrills. Obviously, this was October, and so it was for reading a mystery, thriller, or suspense Kindle book. And so I still had Kindle Unlimited, so I was able to read a book in those categories. Great on Kindle was the next bookmark I achieved, and that was for reading one of the great books on Amazon. And so that was like one of the more well-known older books. I can't remember what the book was at this point, but anyway. Read that, and then Read Instead bookmark is for unlocking or reading a book on Black Friday that weekend up through Cyber Monday. So those 4 days, if you read instead of going shopping, they rewarded you with getting a little bookmark. And so that was easy. I don't do Black Friday shopping. The next one was I'm a fan again. So again, it was just becoming a fan of an author, which I thought that was interesting. They repeated that one again, but anyway. And then the last one for the year-end Kindle challenge was Sweater Weather, and it was for reading for 3 days between December 15th and the 31st, which was easy for me to do. And yeah, so those were the challenges for the year-end Kindle challenge. And at that point, I was like, I think I'm going to quit the challenge, you guys. I think I'm going to quit. I think I'm going to move on and do something different. But then I looked at my TBR on my Kindle and I was like, I need to keep going. So I did. I went straight into the New Year Kindle Challenge. the bronze, silver, and gold. I got all of those. The Bookish Bookworm and Bibliophile, I got all of those. The Head Start, Perfect Week, and Perfect Month, I got all of those. Perfect Week, I got 12 weeks in a row, only missing one, and then I got 2 out of the 3 months perfect. And I was really sad because I really, really tried to get that last one, but it didn't happen. Then we had a Best of 2022 bookmark. So some of the editor's picks from 2022, they were listed out, and I read one of those ones. I believe I ended up getting Kindle Unlimited again for this challenge because I really didn't want to miss out on the bookmark. And then we have Quitter's Day, which was reading 3 days between January 16th through the 21st. I don't know why they just called it, yeah, it's Quitter's Day. You're not a quitter. Apparently there's a holiday for quitters around that time. I'm not sure. Then there was Happily Ever After, which was it was for Valentine's. You didn't even have to read something specific, but if you read on Valentine's Day, it counted. And I don't think it was required that it had to be a romance book, but it might have been. I'm not sure. And then my last one for the New Year Kindle Challenge was Spring Reader, and it was for reading 3 days between March 20th and 31st of 2023. So I ended up getting 13 achievements, and I was just looking at this. It was the first one, Epic Summer Challenge. I got 15, all 15. Then the next challenge, the year-end Kindle challenge, I only got 14. And then the New Year Kindle challenge, I only got 13. And then the Kindle Spring challenge, which is the one that is, as I'm recording this, it is finishing up in a few days. But I only got 12 of the 15 accomplishments or achievements. So 15, 14, 13, 12. And honestly, it's just because I didn't want to buy books this time around. So again, the bronze, silver, gold, bookish, bookworm, bibliophile, head start, perfect week, and perfect month. I got all of those ones. And then the other six, I got the overachiever, which was by completing 8 books during the Kindle Spring Challenge. It places you up at the top 25% of readers on Kindle. And so I achieved that one because I read quite a few Kindle books. Then we got Voyager, which was unlocking or just reading on World Book Day, which was April 23rd. And then the last one of the 6 mystery reveals was The Escapist, which was reading a can't-miss pick from the sci-fi and fantasy list on the Kindle. There are 3 others that I missed. Page to Screen was books that were adapted to film. The Weekender was for a specific weekend, and I didn't end up reading that weekend because I was working. Ironic. And then Book Talk is a Book Talk famous book, and I didn't want to read any of those. So those 3, I can still see them. In the other challenges, I can't see the bookmarks that I missed, which kind of makes me happy because I don't know what I missed. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I don't know what they were. But anyway, so every challenge has 15 different little bookmarks you can win. And again, if you go onto my Instagram at Laura J Live, you can actually see what I'm talking about. And it might make a lot more sense when you can actually see the bookmarks and what they look like and how super cute they are. But this challenge has been super fun for me. I've been going for a whole year. My initial goal was to read a majority of the ebooks that I had on my TBR on my Kindle. So let's talk about the books that I actually read to make it through this entire challenge. And I'm actually going to list them out for you. So here we go. Get ready. Are you an author who has always dreamed of turning their book into an audiobook? Quixotic Bell Media is the audiobook podcast production company for you. They specialize in helping authors turn their books into an episodic audiobook podcast, releasing 1 to 3 chapters of their book each week. The episodic format will pull in new readers, help you grow your author brand and business, and QBM even offers help with audiobook launch strategies and monetizing your podcast. With Quixotic Bell Media, you record the audio and let them do the rest. You can finally start your podcast and audiobook without raising a finger to the logistics or time-intensive tasks. This means you'll be able to get back to what's important in your author business, your writing. So if you're interested in working with QBM, visit www.quixoticbellmedia.com for more information. Hello and welcome back. So I recorded the entire list of the books that I read for this Kindle challenge. It was literally a year-long challenge, you guys. July 2022 all the way to July 2023.
through June 2023. And so I started listing out these books and I'm going through my Goodreads list and I'm realizing, holy crap, this is going to take a long time. And it did. It took me over 30 minutes to record the entire list of the books that I read. So I decided I'm going to pop in here, break the fourth wall, and I'm going to give you my summary of what went well, as well as why I am not going to continue the challenge moving forward before I put that whole list of books here for you. So stay tuned after this little update to get the actual list of all of the books that I read, but I just wanted to give you guys this section first because 30 minutes of me talking about the books that I read, it's more than 30 minutes, you guys. Amazing. So anyway, stay tuned for that. However, let's dive in to what went great and what went wrong. I will start off by saying that I read 64 ebooks on my Kindle for this challenge. A lot of these books I had already owned, and I actually did read quite a few through Kindle Unlimited. But 64, that's a lot of books to read as ebooks in 1 year, okay? I have had entire years where that is the amount of books I read for the entire year, including, you know, all the personal development books that I read, along with all of my paperbacks, library books, all of that, and audio. And so being able to read 64 books within 12 months on my Kindle, that just kind of blew my mind. I will say one of the reasons why I was able to read through so many was because in this spring of 2023, I discovered that Alexa can actually read your Kindle books to you. And so I got through a lot of Kindle books this spring. And yeah, if you don't know that hack, I know I've talked about it here on the show before, but get the Alexa app on your phone and you can go into you press the little play button on the bottom and then you can read any of the documents you have on your phone, including the ebooks that you have downloaded. It's just very, very convenient, and I was able to listen to a lot of books. And I kind of talk a little bit about that when I list out the books, which you'll listen to later on if you stay till the end of the episode. So I was able to get through a lot of books because of that audio AI hack that I discovered this spring. But I mean, I still read a ton of books, and this was my ultimate goal, was to read the ebooks that had been sitting on my shelf for so long, because I was just feeling guilty for not reading them. And I know you should never feel guilty for not reading a book, because who you are when you purchase a book is not who you are when you go back to read that book. And I discovered this, especially with a book that I read towards the end of my list, which I'm not going to give you what that book is. You'll have to listen to the end of the episode here. But I purchased this book when I was in high school. It was probably around 15 years ago. And then I listened to Alexa read it on the Kindle. And I'm a completely different person. These types of books aren't my jam anymore, and that is perfectly fine. And a lot of the other books that I purchased from when I was in high school, in college, I have since DNF'd them and decided not to read them. And I will also put that in here. There were multiple ebooks that I started reading, and then I DNF'd them. Okay, let me see if I can figure out which ones they were. 1 second. Okay, I'm back. And I realized that was not even like a pause for you, but I actually went into my Goodreads and my Kindle account to figure this out. Okay, so there were 3 books that I did DNF while I was doing this challenge. And I'm not going to tell you the names of them because I don't think that's important. And also the reason I DNF'd these books was not because I did not want to read them, but I didn't want to read them right now. And 2 of these books are from authors who have been on Read It With Whiskey. And I know I'm going to read these books in the future, but they weren't the right type of book for me, like I said, in this moment. So 2 of them were kind of like new adult romance type things, like drama. And I was like, oh, I do not want to read this type of book. So 2 of books by Read It With Whiskey authors, I was like, I'm going to shelf these, save them for later. And then I actually started a series that I had purchased back in high school. And it's a 3-book series, and I just DNF'd all 3 of them. I mean, I didn't read through the first and second to DNF the third, but I started the first book, realized it wasn't a series for me. It would have been perfect for me when I was in high school, but it's been 15 years, and this is just not my jam anymore. And so also, why am I saying it's not my jam? Like, who says that? I'm stuck in the 90s, I think. Anyway, so I DNF'd this series. I'm not going to go back and revisit it because it's not what I would read nowadays. So there were 3 books that I read. I try to read at least to 25% when I decide. That's when I make the decision if I'm going to keep reading or not. This is only something that I just started doing. And if you've been listening for a while, I do, or I have talked about DNFing books in prior episodes. So go ahead, check those out. So yeah, I did end up reading 25% of three different books. And so that's almost like a whole nother book. So I could say I read 65 books technically for the Kindle challenge, because reading those books that I did not finish, it still counts towards your daily reading goal for the Kindle challenge. So I'm going to say 65. I'm going to say I read 65 books in a year. I think that's fair. Okay, so that is kind of like the summary of how the challenge went. I would read every single day. I would read at least one chapter every single day. And I'm not going to lie, learning the Alexa AI reading hack really helped, because in between April and May and into June, transitioning into my new day job, I really didn't have any time to read on my actual Kindle. So being able to listen to books while I was driving was like a game changer. So that was a great hack that I learned. But yeah, overall, I read something almost every single day. There were quite a few days that I did not read during the challenge. So looking back, July 2022, I read every single day, and the same went for August and September. But then October, I didn't decide I was actually going to do the challenge until a few days in. So I ended up missing 14 days in October I did not read. So that was, it was really sad after the fact, but during it, I was like, I need a break. So it was okay. But November and December, I read every single day. January, February, I read every single day. And then March, I missed 2 days and I broke my streak and I was so angry. I broke my streak on my birthday. On March 28th, 2023, I broke my streak and I was so upset. And then I kind of got angry and didn't want to finish the challenge, but I'm like, I'm going to do a year. I'm going to do it. So I ended up missing 8 days in April. I did every single day in May. And then June, I ended up missing 7 days in June. Because by the end of it, I was like, I hit my 75 day mark for that one ribbon bookmark. And I was like, okay, now I'm done. I don't have to do it anymore. Because I knew after June, I was going to be stopping the challenge. So there you go. In total, I just counted it up, I missed 31 days. You guys, what are the odds of that? An entire year, and I missed only 31 days of reading in my Kindle app on my phone. That is insane. It's essentially 1 month of time that I missed. Sorry if you hear background noise. My bunnies just got really excited in my office for no reason. I love it. So yeah, 31 days I missed. That means I ended up reading 334 days in the last year, which blows my mind. Oh my gosh. Just, you know, and some of these were like 10 minutes a day. Little things add up, you guys. So crazy. Okay, so that's my summary. Now let's talk about moving forward before we dive into the list of the books that I actually read. So I've decided I'm not going to do this challenge moving forward because it has served its purpose. And that's enough for me. Honestly, I don't really need a reason. I can stop at any point. But I did, after I got through like 3/4, I was like, okay, let's make it a year. And so I like pushed for that, kind of put a little bit of stress on myself, a little bit of pressure. And I was like, yeah, after a year, I'm done. It has served its purpose. I mean, I read 65 books in a year on my Kindle. And the year prior, I'm pretty sure I read like 2. So this helped, definitely. Doing this challenge motivated me. It kept me going. I read a lot of ebooks, even though ebooks are not my thing. If you've been around for a while, you know that I hate reading ebooks, but I actually learned to love it. I was able to read a lot more on the go. Obviously, listening to the audio AI hack, oh my goodness, that really, really helped. But also, I would read when I was out and about doing stuff and had to wait. Like, there was a few days where I was reading in checkout lines. Like, you guys, I'm so weird and I love it. So yeah, I would read at appointments, doctor's appointments, eye doctor appointments when I was waiting. Like in the waiting room, I would be reading on my Kindle. There were many times where I would be like waiting for something, like picking something up. And so I'd be sitting in my car, or like before I had to go into work, I would read in my car for a little bit. So I was able to steal time throughout the day that you can't really do unless you're carrying your paperback around with you all the time. So I think that's one of the biggest conveniences that I've found in the last year, is that I read a lot more. And I will say I also use this app called TimeCap. I have mentioned it before, but this app called TimeCap, basically you can determine whatever goal you want to. You can track it by number. You can track it by time. And I did start tracking the amount of time that I actually read every single day. And my goal was to read about 30 minutes every single day. That's my daily trial, or my daily goal, I guess, is just to read 30 minutes every day. And I wouldn't hit it every single day, but my frequency went up significantly when I did this, like astronomical amounts. If I go back to in my app, I can see that in July 2022, I read 78 hours and 13 minutes. August was 43 hours and 43 minutes. So was September. Very odd that those are very similar. October, I must have stopped tracking because it says only 10 hours. November was 30 hours. December was 49 hours. January was 80 hours. I read 80 hours in January. That's insane. 42 hours in February, 21 hours in March, 64 hours in April, and then get this, 88 hours in May, and then 47 hours in June. So I use this app to track my time. And I don't know why I'm really adding this in, but I did want to mention it because tracking the Kindle challenge made me think about tracking other things. And so that's when I started using this app, and it was just really convenient. And also I would be able to remember if I read in my Kindle through this app. So in the app, I have I had a read in my Kindle checkmark, basically. I don't have it anymore because I'm retiring this challenge, but I would know at the end of the day if I read in my Kindle by checking that mark, because sometimes in the Kindle app, it wouldn't say that you read for the day until it was the next day. And if you missed it, then you missed it and you would break your streak. So after the first 3 months, I started using this hack where I put in a little check mark so I would know if I actually read something. And so this app came in handy. I would know if I read for the day because after I read a chapter, I would just hit that little mark. Very, very convenient. So anyway, sorry, back to the purpose. No longer doing this challenge. I want to pursue reading more of the physical books that I own, because that was the whole purpose, was to get my TBR decreased. And so I did that by 64, 65 books on my Kindle. And now I have to read all of my physical books. So I'm deciding if I want to turn this into like a physical book challenge moving forward, or maybe just stop with the reading challenges. Who am I kidding? I will always have a reading challenge going on. But anyway, that is why I am not going to continue this challenge anymore. I'm not going to put pressure on myself. I'm actually like feeling a lot of relief having not to go into the Kindle app on a daily basis anymore. It's been really, really nice. I don't know. I just want to get away from the screens. So anyway, moving forward, I'm just going to pursue the physical books. I love paper books. You know me, guys. Okay. So now let us dive into the list of all the books that we read in this year-long Kindle challenge.
Okay, here we go. The first book that I read in July 2022 was To Flee a Starless Sky by N.C. Scrimgeour. This is the Waystations Trilogy 0.5, basically. It's a prequel novella. So that was the first one, and I just love this series. I can't dwell on every single book that I'm going to talk about, but I'll try to keep this brief. Thank you for listening this far in, as you're amazing. Okay, so next was Here by Jenny Bunting. This was number one in Here in Lilyville series. I have Hustle, and she was on the podcast Read It With Whiskey, so definitely check her out. Oh, I should say that N.C. Scrimgeour was also on the Read It With Whiskey podcast. We talked about her first book, Those Left Behind, which is book one in the Waystations trilogy. So N.C. Scrimgeour and then Jenny Bunting, they were both on the podcast. Next was My Evil Mother by Margaret Atwood. And this one I had, it was for one of the challenges. It was one of the Amazon picks. And so was the next one, The Lobotomist's Wife by Samantha Green Woodruff. So both of those, I ended up actually listening to them hybridly because they had, since it was under Kindle Unlimited, some books you can actually listen to the audio version on Kindle Unlimited, which I did not know. So both of those ones I actually read hybridly. Next, I read one book that I already owned, which was Something Blue by Christy Nicole, and she was on Read It With Whiskey. You can check out her episode. Next was Power Struggle by Kate Sheeran Swed. This is the League of Independent Operatives 0.5. So it's the prequel novella. I did own this one. It was a freebie on her newsletter, I want to say. And later on, I did read the book one in this series, and she is on the podcast. So I'm going to talk about that in a few seconds. But originally, Power Struggle was for this Kindle challenge. Next up on the list, scrolling down, here we go. The Anahata Divide, which is book two in The Mirror Souls by Julia Scott. I had read book one to have her interviewed on Read It With Whiskey, so I read book two. Next is Lane Northcutt's The Delivery Co. So The Delivery Co is book one in the Delivery Company book, or The Delivery Company series. And I also had Lane on Read It With Whiskey, so you can check out his episode. Then I read Those Once Forgotten, which is book two in the Waystations trilogy by N.C. Scrimgeour. Up next is How Your Book Sells Itself, 10 Ways Your Book is Your Ultimate Marketing Tool. This is book one in the Marketing for Authors series by Bethany Adizada and Mandy Lin. I had been wanting to read these books for a while, and I had Kindle Unlimited, and I was like, let's start reading. Next up on the Kindle read was book two in that series, Grow Your Author Platform, Generating Book Sales with Your Website, Email Marketing, Blogging, YouTube, and Pinterest Using Content Marketing. That is the longest book title ever. Wow. Okay. But yeah, same authors there. And then book three in that series, Book Sales That Multiply, Targeting Your Ideal Reader with Ebook Promotions, Paid Ads, and More. Again, this is book number three, and I did end up buying this one in paperback because it had a few things that I wanted to take notes on. And since then, I have read through it, but it wasn't as inspiring the second read through. So I'm kind of like, eh, about the series, but I mean, there was definitely nuggets. And for a new author, definitely a go-to. After that, I read How to Start Writing Science Fiction and Fantasy, Bringing Ideas to Life by R.S. Williams. I have had R.S. Williams on the show to talk about Kingdom of Lies, which is the first book in the Kane Saga. Book three in this series is actually coming out this fall, 2023, or winter. I want to say November. But I didn't know that R.S. Williams, Rianne, had a nonfiction book, and so I read it, and it was on Kindle. Then I read A Book a Week, How I Outline and Draft a Full Novel in Just a Week by Kate Hall. I had done something very, very similar to this in some of my nonfiction work that is no longer published, but I fell upon this when I was looking at the book prior that was by R.S. Williams. It came up on the also read list, and so I read that one as well on Kindle. Then I finished up the marketing book series by Bethany Adizada and Mandy Lin, which with book five, Secrets of Selling Books on Social Media Marketing for Writers, How to Get Readers to Buy Your Book. Again, very, very long titles. I don't like that. But yeah, book five was pretty good, but I already had a pretty good handle on social media, so I didn't use as much content from that one. But anyway, that finished up that series, all five of them. And again, I had Kindle Unlimited at this time, and so that's why I read the books, essentially. I lied. That was book number four. Book number five, the final book in their series, Plan a Profitable Book Launch. Ooh, deep breath. Create a successful book release strategy with publishing timelines, pre-order campaigns, getting reviews, and more. So that was the final Marketing for Authors book number five by Mandy Lin and Bethany Adizada. Whew, okay. Next up was Return of the Dragons by R.S. Williams. So this is book two in the Kane Saga following, why can't I remember the name of the book now? I literally just said it. Kingdom of Lies. There we go. So Return of the Dragons is the sequel to Kingdom of Lies, and the third book is out this winter. Okay, so anyway, book two, and the reason I read book two, I had Kindle Unlimited, and it was on Kindle Unlimited, but I actually was a beta reader or critique partner for book number three for R.S. Williams, and so I ended up reading this super-duper quick because I wanted to help her out with her next book. Okay, next up on the ebook list is Love and Boba, a Mount Oli romance, which is Love and Boba book one in Colin Pennywick's series. I found him through an author group and I wanted to support him. This was his first book and I read it in one sitting because it was really quick and it was also really, really cute. Next up was Dr. Icepick by Claire Prentice, and this was another hybrid read. I was able to read it as an ebook on Kindle, but they also had the audiobook available. I really liked this book. Dr. Icepick. It talks about how they give lobotomies to people. And it's ironic because earlier I did read The Lobotomist's Wife. And so I really got on a kick with like scary science people stuff. It was really fun though. Next up, I read Tournament of the Elite, again by R.S. Williams. This is the prequel to the Kane Saga, and it was on Kindle Unlimited, so I went ahead and got that one too. Next up, The Anatomy of a Bestseller, Three Steps to Deconstruct Winning Books and Teach Yourself Craft. This is by Sasha Black. I have it as an ebook. I read it as an ebook, and then I ended up purchasing the paperback copy. So definitely really good, and it helps you really deconstruct your writing and become a better writer. Next up is Lost in Time by A.G. Riddle. And this is the first book I've ever read by A.G. Riddle. And oh my goodness, I had such a great time with this book. I loved it, and it made me want to write a time travel book. And that is what I'm doing right now. So yes, very, very good. All right, next up was the final book in the Mirror Souls trilogy, The Original Midorian. This is by Julia Scott. It came out, and this is why I read book two so quickly, because I had already had her on Read It With Whiskey, and I knew book three was coming out, so I read book two so I could dive straight into book three very quick after that. Next up is Interview with a Van Lifer by M.K. Williams. M.K. Williams was on Read It With Whiskey. We talked about her book, The Infinite Infinite. I also have her second book on Kindle, but I haven't read it, the sequel to The Infinite Infinite, called The Alpha Nina. But this, Interview with a Van Lifer, is a short story, one-off novella type book by M.K., and it's pretty good. It's about vampires who live in a van. And then I was all about finishing trilogies right around this time. I read Those Who Resist, which is book three in the Waystations trilogy by N.C. Scrimgeour. And this was a really fun finalization to the trilogy. It was a really good wrap-up. I just loved this series. And again, she was on Read It With Whiskey as well. And then I read Escape the Tyranny, a dystopian survival thriller. This is technically book one in the Genocide Rebellion by Jake Wessel, but I will not continue with this story, because I am not going to. I'll just put it like that. Okay, then I went on a Helen Shora kick. Okay, so I read A Layer of Bones paperback for Read It With Whiskey a few weeks prior to this, and then I got on her newsletter list, and I started reading all of her novellas. So I read four of her novellas. The first one is The Law of the Layer. The next, A Song in the Deep. Third, The Tides of War. Those three are all connected to her series. And then An Alchemist's Vow was the next one. This one's on a different, connected to a different series. I read all of those four in 2.5 days because they're all novellas. They were pretty short and sweet. Absolutely loved it. Next, I read Happiness, which is Here in Lilyvale, the prequel, 0.5, if you will, by Jenny Bunting. So this was the prequel to Here, which I read earlier in this season. Next is Stardust Week by S.I. Clark. This is a prequel to Starship Teapot, which I never moved into the series. I just stopped reading after this prequel because it didn't grab me as much as I had hoped it would. It was still pretty cute, and it was free on Kindle, so that also definitely motivated me to read it. And next up, which was the final book in 2022, was Beyond the Shallows, a Tidal Kiss short story by Christy Nicole. Again, Christy Nicole was on Read It With Whiskey. We talked about Something Blue. Beyond the Shallows is a prequel to a different series by Christy. All right, we moved into 2023. And the first book that I read in the Kindle Challenge was Flow by Claire Littlemore. Now, I have heard a lot of things about Flow, and so I knew I was really going to like this story because it's dystopian, definitely on my alley, and oh my gosh, I loved it. So I went on a Claire Littlemore kick, so I'll come back to this series in a second. But before I went into the sequel to Flow, I read Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry, and I actually listened to this one on Kindle. Absolutely loved this. Next up, we read Reminders of Him by Colleen Hoover. So I just wanted to read a Colleen Hoover book because this was like when she was really, really big earlier this year. I mean, she's still huge. She's amazing. But I wanted to read a book by her, and this one was promoted as a free book on Kindle. And so I ended up reading this because it coincided with the challenge as well. So it just worked out great. Absolutely loved it, but I'm not really that type of reader. I like more fantasy and sci-fi. So I do go back to Colleen Hoover, and I will in the future potentially. But at this point, I was just like, okay, I needed to test it out. Next up was going back into the Flow series. So Break, which was number two in the Flow series by Claire Littlemore. Then I read The Storm by Claire Littlemore. This is a short story. then Transfer by Claire Littlemore, another short story, and then Trail by Claire Littlemore, another short story. So The Storm, Transfer, and Trail were prequel and like in between book type stories, but they were all short stories and they were just like quick little reads, and I got them all from her newsletter. So go on to Claire Littlemore's newsletter to get these free short stories that go along with the Flow series. Next up, I read book 3 in the Flow series, which is Drift, followed by book 4, Quell, again, both by Claire Littlemore. And then that was the kick. That was the Claire Littlemore kick. I read all of those books by her. It was phenomenal. Absolutely loved it. Then I moved on to The Glass Mermaid, a Falling in Deep collection novella. This is by Poppy Lawless. And her name is Melanie Solarski on certain books. So she actually had a pen name, but now she kind of like overlaps. At least that's what it looked like from the outside. So in Goodreads, it's Poppy Lawless. And so that's what I have been recording on all of my book reading, is by that name. But she also goes by Melanie Karsak. Sorry, Melanie Karsak is what the name is. So I got that book for free, decided to read it. And then I ended up getting Kindle Unlimited again. So I read the second book in that series, The Cupcake Witch, The Witching Hour Collection. So it was another book in relation to each other. And then I read Outlaw Rising, which is a Kate Sheeran Swed prequel to The Pars Galaxy. And I ended up reading this because I got it off her newsletter. And then this series is actually active right now. Her final book in this series is coming out very, very soon. So stay tuned for that. Okay, next up on the Kindle list, and I just realized I was supposed to be tallying these books and recording them as I was reading them to you, and I forgot to. So now I'm going to have to go back and count all of them, but that's okay. That's okay. Next up was Finding Cinderella by Colleen Hoover. And this is actually Hopeless book 2.5. So this book is within another series, but I really, really liked this book. I got it for free on Amazon and I really enjoyed it. So it's in the middle of a series, but I won't end up reading the rest of the series. Okay, next up was Fireburn Island. This is book 1 in the Richaya series by Ash Oldfield. I had purchased these books. Actually, I think it was a free promo where she was giving away her whole trilogy, but I had it in my Kindle for a really long time. I needed to read it, and so I started. And this is just for time reference. This is about mid-March 2023. Next up, I read the second book in the Richaya series by Ash Oldfield, which is The Lost City. Then I read, I think it was the third book. Yes, the third book in this series, Heart of Dragons. So I read those back to back to back. I did hybrid reading with these because this is when I discovered that you can actually have Alexa read books that are on your Kindle out loud for you. So yes, it's AI reading, but super cool. So I was able to read those back to back to back really, really quickly. Next up, I read The Living by Isaac Marion. So this is actually book 3 in the Warm Body series. And I read the first two books and the short story or like prequel novella. I read all of those in paperback format and I didn't have book 3. And so I read this one on my Kindle. Next, we read, oh my goodness, what was the next one? It's coming up here. We are gaining on my list. Okay, here we go. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Okay, next was Star Spark by Day Lateo. And this was a book I got for free through a newsletter. And it was really good, but it kind of fell short for me at the end. And I don't actually remember how the book ended. But I did read that one on Kindle. Next one is No One Ever Asks Mom by Halima Khatun. This was a really cute novella. Actually, it was more like a short story. It was only like 19 pages. Super cute, diverse read. You get to learn about different cultures. It was so fun. Next up was Neverland's Wonder by Brittany Wright, which I have since found out that it is in Kindle Vella. So I know I mentioned this book in the May BIR episode that went out a week or two ago. And I was like, I think this is turning into something more, but I'm not sure. Well, since then, I have gone and looked, and Brittany Wright is writing it for Vella now. So it is a larger product. But at this time, it was just a short story novella on Amazon when I read it. Next up was What Saffron and Goodfellow Found, A Tale of Windershins. So this is an accompanying story to A.E. Kincaid's The Demon, the Hero, and the City of Seven. I love this series. She is amazing. Next up, we have The Witch and the Watcher, which is book two in the Witch in the Envelope series by Laura Dietering. I read the first book in paperback format for Read It With Whiskey, and I wanted to dive straight into book two because book three was coming out very, very soon. So I read book two on Kindle, and I ended up hybrid reading this. I did listen to this one through Alexa. So much fun. And then following that was The Witch and the Reckoning, which is book three in The Witch in the Envelope series by Laura Dietering. Again, such a fun trio of books. Loved it. And because I was in that finishing energy, I looked at some of the other books that I had in series that I could finish because I just wanted to finish something new. So the next book I read was The Herb Witch Princess, which is the second book in The Witches of Olderia, which are by Irene Chow. So the first book, The Witch's Apprentice, I read for Read It With Whiskey, paperback version. I actually won it in an Instagram giveaway. And book two, she put a promotion out and actually gave this book away too. So I ended up reading book two, absolutely loved it. Next up was AI Apocalyptic Intelligence by Andres Coriolu. And this was definitely too much hard science for me, but it was a really quick read. It was a novella. Then it was The Boyfriend Bylaws by Susan Hatler. This was a really fun book. I actually purchased this book for my Kindle when I was in high school. So the original cover I had was not what the cover looks like anymore. And this is like one of Susan Hatler's original books. This is when she like started writing. She has like 40 or 50 books now, or maybe more. So I finally got around to it, you know, like 15 years later. Too funny. Next up is Secret Powers of the Author Mastermind by Jay Thorne. And this one has a long title as well. Secret Powers of the Author Mastermind, How to Transform from Struggling Writer to Career Author. This is the Author Life Book 1. So again, long titles, but I mean, it's nonfiction. I just got to get over that. This was pretty good though. I like that book. All right, the next three, I ended up getting the first one, Beautiful Demons, The Shadow Demon Saga, book number one by Sarah Cannon. I got this book when I first got my Kindle in high school as well. And I remember reading it way back in the day, like we're talking like 2008, maybe, like when it first came out. And since then, I totally forgot about it. I started writing in 2019 and fell upon Sarah Cannon. Lo and behold, she's the author of this book that I read when I was in high school. Such a small world, like blew my mind. And so I knew about this connection back in 2019 when I started writing, but I hadn't reread the books. And I know she is working on getting the final book. I think book number 11 or 12 in the series, she's getting ready to publish that final book in the series. So I was like, okay, I got to go back and I have to actually read through this series. So I had Beautiful Demons on my Kindle already. And that's book one. But then I looked in the series and it turns out book two and book three were also free on Kindle. So I got Inner Demons and Bitter Demons books two and three in Peachville High Demons series. And it's interesting. Beautiful Demons is the Shadow Demon Saga book number one. But I think at some point the title changed because Inner Demons is book two of Peachville High Demons. And so I'm not sure which title is correct, but they are the same series. It's the same character. So I know I read them in order the correct way. Anyway, Beautiful Demons, Inner Demons, Bitter Demons, all by Sarah Cannon. And then the last book that I have read up until today, as I record this, it's June 27th. I don't anticipate finishing any Kindle books between now and the 1st of July. So the last book in this year-long Kindle reading challenge is Beneath Gehenna by Benjamin X. Rutland. And I actually got this book on a free newsletter promo. So that is that. Those are all of the books that I read from July 2022 all the way through June 2023 on my Kindle.
And that's it, you guys. That was all of the books. Thank you so much for tuning in and staying here this entire time. That was a lot to cover. So I appreciate you hanging out with me. If you have any questions about any of these books, about the Amazon Kindle Challenge, or anything that I talked about, just reach out. You can email me or message me on Instagram and I'll get back to you ASAP. But yeah, this challenge was super duper fun. I hope to do more challenges in the future. We shall see what the next challenge will be. But as of right now, I am in the middle of Camp Nano and I want to focus on my writing. So for July, I don't even have any reading goals. We'll see how many I end up reading. Speaking of goals, obviously this episode did not have my weekly goals like I usually have in the second section of the episode. That was on purpose because this was loaded. So stay tuned in the future for those. Also stay tuned. The June BIR episode is going to be coming at you very, very soon. I have been getting good comments about these episodes, the BIR episodes, when I talk about the books I read. And I think that's because some of the people who are still sticking around from years ago, they used to read my BIR blog posts from like 2019, 2020. And I love bringing these episodes back. So every month we're going to have the BIR episodes, and that June BIR for 2023 is going to be coming up very, very soon. So stay tuned. And then of course, stick around for those Camp Nano updates and episodes that have been dropping periodically. Wow, I cannot speak today. Sorry about that, guys. All right. Enough of me babbling. Thanks for sticking around, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter at laurajlive.com.